2010 metai, sausio 29 diena. Toliau skaitome Mahabharatą. Versta Krishna Dharmas Prabhu. Pirmą dalį, 24 skyrių. Tęsime skaityti. Skyriaus pavadinimas yra Yudhishthiras moraliniai pamokymai. Bhima was not convinced. His heart was too full of anger. He hadn't even been able to sleep since coming to the forest. Neither could he face the prospect of waiting so many years before he could vent his rage on the Kauravas. What virtue had they ever observed? Why then should Yudhishthira treat them as honorable? Did he think they respected his virtue and adherence to truth? They saw him as weak and were laughing at him. If only Yudhishthira would see sense and order them to gear up for battle. Bhima tried again to convince him. O great king, how can an immortal make a promise that is dependent on the passage of time? No one knows when his life will end. We have now been in the forest for 13 months. Let that be our 13 years. Indeed, the Vedas state that in certain circumstances a month can substitute for a year. Let us go now and crush our enemies, even if we were to go to hell on that day. That hell will feel like heaven. Although only Draupadi and I have revealed our hearts to you on this matter, Arjun, the twins Kunti and our many allies share the same feelings. Only because they seek to please you do they remain silent. It is only weakness that forces you to adhere to your pledge, dear brother. No one is praising you for your kindly disposition towards our enemies. Bhima is still silhouetted by the fire. His huge frame resembled a blazing mountain. O king, all for remaining fixed in virtue, you still cannot see the truth. Like an ignorant man who has memorized the Vedas without knowing their meaning. You are a Kshatriya, yet you act like a Brahmin. A king's duties are fraught with crookedness and cunning. You know this well. Bhima had another concern. How would they be able to live incognito for the 13th year? They were known throughout the world, and Duryodhana had many supporters. Numerous kings who had been subjugated by the Pandavas at the time of the Rajasuya now backed the Kauravas. Duryodhana would have his spies looking for them everywhere. Bound by Yudhishthira's promise, they would be living in the forest forever. Force would be the only way out, sooner or later. Bhima implored Yudhishthira, please give the order for battle, O hero. There is no higher duty for a Kshatriya. If there be any sin in this course, then you can counteract it later by sacrifice and charity. Yudhishthira sighed again, but didn't speak. Iš tikrųjų, Yudhishthirai buvo begalinis spaudimas. Dar be to ta sąlyga, kad jeigu Pandava išsiduos per 13 metų, dar turės tiek pat likti miške. Tikrai, absurdas. Bhima was overcome by passion, he thought, and not thinking carefully. Could he not understand that their suffering had been somehow ordained by the Supreme Lord? All they could do now was follow their religious duties as prescribed by God, leaving the results in his hands. They couldn't please the Lord by abandoning religion, and to please God was always everyone's prime duty. Surely Bhima knew that. But there was another consideration. Yudhishthira was a calm voice as he explained his mind to Bhima. Almighty armed hero, when a man performs sinful deeds depending upon his own power, such deeds become only a source of pain for him. But if he reflects carefully before action, he will attain success. Listen as I tell you what is likely to happen if we follow your suggestion. Born as it is of pride and mental unrest. Yudhishthira nutarė pamokyti. Yudhishthira then listed the many kings allied with Duryodhana. There was Bhishma, Drona and Kripa. Out of obligation, they would certainly side with Duryodhana. Then there was Ashwatthama, Karna, Valika, Burishravas, and Duryodhana's brothers. There were hundreds of other kings who would fight alongside the Kauravas because they had been previously defeated by the Pandavas. Duryodhana's treasury was full, especially as he now had control of Indraprastha. He could easily and quickly amass a vast army. On the other hand, the Pandavas had no position, no wealth, no army, and only a few allies. Duryodhana's forces are virtually unassailable. The Kauru chiefs are masters of the celestial weapons. I doubt that even Indra and all the gods could vanquish them. I especially fear Karna, who is impetuous, angry, invincible, accomplished in every weapon and encased in impenetrable armor. Yudhishthira remembered how Karna had been born with a natural coat of armor on his body. Although he appeared to be charioteer's son, it was obvious that his origin was in some way divine. For some reason, he harbored a deep envy of Arjuna. One day Yudhishthira knew Karna and Arjuna would wage a great battle to set their enmity. This skirmish at Draupadi Svayamvara had been nothing. Karna hadn't wanted to exert himself against what he thought was a Brahmin. But if he displayed his full power, then who could be sure that Arjuna would be able to defeat him? Thinking of Karna and the danger he poses, I cannot sleep at night without overcoming him as well as all the other heroes I have mentioned. We will not be able to defeat Duryodhana. O best of men, consider all this carefully. Nu va, reiškia, Yudhishthira parodo, kad jisai nedurnas, jis viską supranta. Dabar šokti viską daryti lengva, bet Yudhishthira vėl demonstruoja kantrybę, pasiruošimą. Hearing his brother's admonition, Bhima became pensive. Yudhishthira was right, of course, and he couldn't argue with him. Although Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, and the other kings in Hastinapura had always been their friends and well-wishers, it was different now. If it came to war, they would surely side with the Kauravas. The thought of fighting against those invincible heroes was daunting, especially because he felt so much affection for them. Bhima sat down, defeated. Rašoma, kad Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, jie buvo sąlygotos sielas, kad ir kokie išaukštinti bebūtų. As the Pandavas sat together in silence, Vyasadeva appeared out of the forests. They quickly stood up and bowed before the Rishi. After taking a seat among them, the Rishi said to Yudhishthira, O mighty armed one, I have divined your thoughts. I wish to help you, and therefore I have come. I will destroy the fever in your mind by telling you how to defeat Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, Karna, Duryodhana, and all his followers. Listen carefully. Tai vis tiek ateina. reiškia pagalba baktum sunkiais momentais, kada jau tikrai despaudžia iki ribų. Vyasadeva then took Yudhishthira aside and spoke to him in private. He taught him the mystical skill called Pratismriti, then instructed him to teach the same skill to Arjuna. This skill allowed the practitioner to travel great distances in a short time. Thus Arjuna could go to the Himalayas, approach the gods, and receive from them their special weapons. Due to his asceticism and prowess, he is quite capable of approaching the celestials, Vyasadeva said. Indeed, he is Narayana's eternal associate. Indra, Rudra, and all the principal gods will surely bestow their weapons upon Arjuna, and he will perform tremendous deeds by receiving them. O, čia tai įdomu. Čia vėl patvirtinama, kad Arjuna buvo Narayana's amžinas palydovas. After giving Yudhishthira the Pratismriti mantras, Vyasadeva left. Just before leaving, he also told Yudhishthira to move to a different forest. Otherwise, the brothers might disturb the animal population in the Dvaitavana by hunting them excessively. Having lived there more than a year, they had killed many deer, tigers, boar, and other wild animals. Accompanied by the Brahmins, whom they were supporting, Yudhishthira and his brothers moved to another part of the great Kamyaka forest, this time on the banks of the river Saraswati. Va, reiškia, čia rašoma, kad vis dėlto jo, jie medžiojo. Ir taip, kšatrijams buvo leidžiama medžioti tam, kad palaikyti kšatrijo dvasę. Nematomai tai ir darė. Ir aišku, kad apginti išminčius nuo plėšrių žvėrių. Bet iš šito prašymo daugiau matosi, kad jie medžiojo tam, kad dvasę kšatrijo palaikyti. Taigi tai baigėsi 24 skyrius. Hare Krishna.